Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alisa Cook, ALYSSA, COOK. Alisa Cook, date of service 3/12/2025. Date of birth is 5/16/2004. And date of accident is 5/25/2024. The patient Alisa Cook is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she is having a lot of anxiety and depression. Headaches are coming back, occupying the front vertex and back part of the head. And some pain is reported to the left side of the neck and left shoulder area and upper back area to the tune of T3. Lower back pain is also reported to be present at around 6. Left knee pain is around 5. The lower back pain is more worse at the end of the day when she's worked all day. Left knee pain is more worse when she's walking up and down. Overall, the pains are varying from 6 to 10 right now, and ADLs are affected 6. Please, the patient reveals that she has 30% improvement in the symptoms. And kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examinations. Blood pressure is 141/108, pulse 71, and pulse ox was not taken. Finally, opiate based the previous exam of 2/10/2025, dictation number 0314-009. The plan is to provide her medication, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effects, 60 tablets, allable 50 milligram at night, 30 tablets for sleep, and GAD disorder and pain relief, flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, tramadol 50 milligram at night for pain relief, PRL. She'll continue doing physical therapy once a week with traction massage, and she's okay to work with no lifting, and they'll be seen in 30 days' time. She has been provided with all the options of having extra injections to the left knee, to the lumbar epidural injection, and possibly facet joint injection. No injection is advised for cervical spine at this time. Patients advised to do yoga, home stretching, home strengthening, and McKenzie exercises at home, as well as at the therapist place. Thank you. Laser treatment has been discussed as well.